This is just for Bradley. I'm just. I do have the intelligence to read the Telegraph without There. Let me explain a bit about how my brain works. I have 4 levels of bias, and then of course unbiased, which is like level 0. You've got level 1, which is subtle bias, where you don't know it's biased, an article or a news piece, and then a couple of days later when you or when you next remember it, you think, hang on, I wouldn't have said those words because that could be misconstrued. Oh, they deliberately did that. Oh dear, that's not very good. Then you've got level 2 bias, which is kind of a groany, dirty feeling of bias, which isn't very nice. Then you've got level 3, which is actually where you vomit. I don't actually know of any level 3 things. I know Sky News fits into level 2. And then you've got kind of level A, which is to the side. It's not level 4, but it's to the side of everything, which is Fox News bias, which is fucking hilarious. But yeah, the Telegraph fits into level 2, the groany bias, as does Sky News. The Daily Mail isn't biased in any way. It's just a right-wing newspaper. I guess you could say it's biased towards right-wing agenda, but is there any right-wing agenda in the UK at the moment? There's centre-right, which is what the Conservatives are. But yeah, I don't know. So that's my 4 levels of bias on top of unbiased. But you know, is anything unbiased? I don't think so. I could be playing a looped recording in the background in this very audio booth saying, "Vote Conservative and I'll kill you." If you listen very carefully to the noise in the background, you might be able to hear it. Ooh, scary. There's nothing playing, by the way. Or is there?